I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A huge cleanup continued across America's Northeast in the wake of a direct hit by Superstorm Sandy. Power is still out for nearly 8 million people. Mark Lewis of Touch Global says they hope to have a plan ready by Friday morning. The storm hit two of their districts, encompassing thousands of churches. As the team responds, there'll be many chances to be the hands and feet of Christ to those they're helping. And heavy rain along the East Suffolk River in Papua New Guinea caused massive flooding. Waters didn't begin receding until late October, so many people were cut off. New Tribe's mission sent pilots to drop supplies from their planes. Through this flood, the workers had time to consistently work on translating 2 Corinthians and Matthew, though, and 31 villagers were also baptized. So pray for the uninterrupted translation work of the Bible in that region, and also pray that the believers would continue to praise the Lord despite hardships. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. For details on these and other stories, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.